Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' farewell discourse is marked by the persistent striving of his disciples. With their constant questioning in today and in tomorrow's Gospels, Jesus leads them into the heart of his message, emphasizing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says that if we know him, we will also know the Father. And on Monday, we will hear of the third in this union, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, quote, "to teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Note that with each question or comment from the disciples, Jesus takes them deeper into the mystery of faith. They are great examples of studere, the Latin word for study, which originally meant not only academic learning, but the pushing forward with all their effort and the striving after something with zeal, studere. But yet, we can't help but notice that they still didn't quite get it after about 3 years of being with Jesus. They might have asked the right questions, but did not fully understand the answers yet. "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip?" Aren't we the same? Yet, we too continue to push forward and strive to know Jesus. How long it actually takes Philip, we do not know. Liturgically, we are on the journey toward Pentecost, to be celebrated June 12th this year. And at that time, we will see Jesus return to his disciples to breathe on them and say, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Could that be when it finally dawns on Philip? After Jesus' death, it must have been very difficult to push forward and strive with zeal. The disciples' minds must have been empty and their hearts broken wide open from grief. Yet I would like to think that perhaps, paradoxically, their broken hearts and minds made it possible for the Holy Spirit to enter, to find a dwelling place there. Listen to this paragraph from the Magnificat. Quote, "By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Christ's Paschal mystery was brought to its completion. The Holy Spirit prepares us with his grace in order to draw us to Christ. He manifests the risen Lord to us, opening our minds. He makes present the mystery of Christ, and he reconciles us, bringing us into communion with God." End quote. Philip was a studious disciple, always pushing forward and striving after the truth. Yet while Jesus was on earth, there was still something missing, something that he couldn't quite attain by himself. It was only through the grace and love of God that it was given to him in his darkest hour.